with BookBeat. I'm Don Swain.
Well, look who's coming through that door.
Anyone who listens to American Public Radio's A Prairie Home Companion, live from St. Paul, Minnesota, each Saturday night, will recognize Garrison Keillor. Once a cult favorite, the show now enjoys a wide audience nationwide, emphasizing traditional American values and music, and a long monologue by Garrison Keillor, who recalls his growing up days in the mythical town of Lake Wobegon.
Well, it has been a quiet week in Lake Wobegon, my hometown.
Garrison Keillor insists that he does not script his monologues.
In the moment when you stand on stage on a live radio broadcast in front of an audience and being aware of a larger audience beyond it in the dark, some marvelous things are possible when you're scared, which you should not deny yourself by being overly prepared.
Garrison Keillor has transformed his monologues into a remarkable work of fiction called Lake Wobegon Days. Keillor says he began thinking about a book because he wanted to give his cast of Midwestern characters longer life.
Radio is ephemeral. It's just out there in the air for a moment and then it's all gone. But print lasts and it drifts along. It goes and settles in a library somewhere, but it exists long after the fact.
Hail to thee, Lake Wobegon, the cradle of our youth.
Garrison Keillor, whose stories of the little town that time forgot and the decades cannot improve, are found in Lake Wobegon Days, published by Viking.
Holding high our...
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.
Thy champs, we will vanquish far and near.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Garrison Keillor studied English at the University of Minnesota, drifted into radio, but has been writing for years. He published a collection of stories in 1982 and is now out with a book called Lake Wobegon Days, based on the monologues he delivers each Saturday night on radio's A Prairie Home Companion. In those monologues, he tells of events in small-town Minnesota, going back to his high school class reunion, for example.
People said, "And what do you do?" I said, "Well, I'm in radio." I said, "Are you a DJ?" I said, "No, not really." They said, you in news?" I said, "Yeah, it's kind of like being in news."
Garrison Keillor recalls putting out a newspaper back in the sixth grade, a paper printed on a primitive device called a hectograph.
You'd write with a special ink on paper and then put that face down on this gelatin, lift it up, and there it would be. And it would make about 20 or 30 clear impressions, and then about 15 blurrier and blurrier impressions. You could have a run of as many as 45 issues off a hectograph.
Garrison Keillor has lived in Minnesota most of his life, and like most Minnesotans, is a good traveler.
We love to gad about and to be around people who are different from ourselves and who talk funny and who believe strange things.
For those who love A Prairie Home Companion on radio, Garrison Keillor's book, Lake Wobegon Days, published by Viking, is required reading. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.
Happy anniversary to Carol and Jim in San Diego. I knew I wanted to grow old with you, but didn't expect it to happen so soon.
That's Garrison Keillor, whose voice is familiar to those who listen to radio's A Prairie Home Companion on Saturday nights from St. Paul, Minnesota.
A message to Marsha's mom: there has been no sign of polar bears yet. Happy 80th birthday to Ted, the music man in Southern Illinois.
Keillor, who has a running joke about shy people, has been busy autographing copies of his book, Lake Wobegon Days.
You sign books for about 2 hours, it'll make you shy. You want to be by yourself for a week after that.
Lake Wobegon Days, based on Garrison Keillor's radio monologues, is a fictional account of the folks who live in Keillor's hometown of Anoka, Minnesota. Strangely, few in Anoka take offense because they rarely listen to Keillor on the radio or read his books.
They ask me what I'm doing now, and I tell them I'm in the radio business. They don't know if I repair radios, if I talk on radios, if I sell radios to people, but it sounds good enough to them, and we let it go at that.
While Garrison Keillor often pokes fun at religion, it is never malicious.
I believe that all satire is moral. For myself, the only satire that makes sense is satire that's That's based on the gospel.
Garrison Keillor of Radio's A Prairie Home Companion and author of Lake Wobegon Days, published by Viking.
That's the news from Lake Wobegon, where all the women are strong, all the men are good-looking, and all the children are above average.
With Bookbeat, I'm Don Swain.